Lessons from Alonzo Cantu Rooted in Humility, Rising Through Education. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Alonzo Cantu, one of South Texas's most influential business leaders, was a guest speaker at the McAllen Housing Commission scholarship ceremony. He delivered a keynote address and shared a deeply personal journey with the next generation of students. His message was clear, candid, and profoundly rooted in humility. Education is not just a path to success, it's a responsibility, a privilege, and a way to give back. "I'm not rich, despite what some might say," Cantu said early in his talk, "but one thing we've always believed in is giving back to our communities and understanding our social responsibility." Cantu, born in McAllen and raised by immigrant parents from Camargo, Tamaulipas, recounted the challenges of his upbringing in a labor camp. A couple, the Lozanos, taught us how to speak English. "That meant a lot," he said, emphasizing the critical role of mentors early in life. He later credited other mentors, including Joe Disk and Jim Fox, for guiding him in finance and business. "Joe took me under his wing and helped me out a lot. I learned so much from him," Cantu shared. Rodolfo, Rudy, Ramirez, MPA, executive director of the McAllen Housing Authority, moderated the evening. Ramirez not only framed the conversation through a business lens, using the SWOT method, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, but also emphasized its value beyond the classroom. "These management principles don't just apply to business," Ramirez explained, "they apply to life." Ramirez's remarks stated that $25,000 in scholarships was awarded this year, thanks in part to an annual fundraiser in February. Cantu echoed that sentiment with first-hand experience. "Strengths? I don't feel like I have any standout ones to brag about. Weaknesses? I've got plenty, but none of them have stopped me." It was this honest self-assessment that resonated most with students in attendance. "Just be prepared to work hard, stay focused, and believe in yourself," he advised. Elva Cerda, chair of the McAllen Housing Commission, welcomed over 15 scholarship recipients and their families. "To all the students, we are incredibly proud of every one of you," she said. "Parents, your support, love, and perseverance throughout your children's academic journeys have not gone unnoticed." Cerda also praised Cantu, calling him a mentor and example of perseverance, and noted his influence in the region's business, healthcare, and housing development. Cantu's community impact spans decades. He is chairman and CEO of Cantu Construction, Lone Star National Bank chairman, and a founding board member of Doctors Hospital at Renaissance, DHR. He is involved in multiple sports franchises and nonprofits. "We built a level 1 trauma center, we're doing organ transplants, and we've got a certified stroke center," he noted. "It didn't happen because of me, it happened because of us. It takes the right people, the right team, and a shared mission." Speaking directly to students, Cantu said, "Make sure you enjoy what you do. Don't choose a path just for the money, that doesn't work in the long run. Do what you love and do it right, and success will follow." When asked about his regrets, Cantu admitted he had begun pharmacy school before realizing it wasn't the right fit. "It's a good career, don't get me wrong, but it just wasn't for me," he said with a laugh. Like much of his talk, this anecdote reinforced the importance of self-awareness and flexibility as students explore their futures. Ramirez reminded students to stay disciplined and take full advantage of their educational paths. "I hope to see all of you not just start college, but finish it," he said. "Corporate America is looking for people who follow through, people who are committed." Cantu, whose DHR hospital network now employs over 7,000 people, also emphasized long-term investment in the Valley. "We're also hoping to secure funding for research and development, because Latinos make up 18-20% of the U.S. population, but only 5-6% of medical research includes us," he said. He described ongoing efforts to expand local access to care, train new doctors, and build partnerships with medical schools. Despite the accolades and achievements, Cantu focused on encouraging the students in the room. "You're going to be great. Just stay focused. No drugs, no drinking. Girls, boys, maybe sometimes," he joked, "but seriously, stay focused. That's what matters." He ended with a simple but powerful offer, his phone number. "If any of you ever want to talk or need advice, feel free to reach out. Like they said earlier, I answer all my calls, maybe not right away, but I always call back. It was a moment of generosity and authenticity. Alonzo Cantu didn't present himself as larger than life. Instead, he reminded every student in the room that even the most successful journeys begin with humility, perseverance, and a deep belief in the power of education.